Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. So glad that you have chosen to tune in again this morning to listen to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. You know, last week we were talking about wisdom regarding work from the book of Proverbs. We've been kind of having a series about wisdom from Proverbs. And last week we were talking about wisdom regarding work, our labor, our business, the way that we handle things. And I found some quotes that I wanted to share with you. These are just kind of some one-liners that I thought that I would start off this week's broadcast with. Some of these things go along with this wisdom regarding work, and we'll tie it all in with how to be a successful laborer and also a successful manager today. So here are some quotes. The first one is, a critical person can be more destructive than a wrecker's bulldozer. Wow, that's certainly true in the workplace a lot of times. Here's another one. Conscience doesn't necessarily keep us from doing things we shouldn't. It just keeps us from enjoying it. And here's another one. You don't have to lie awake nights to succeed. Just stay awake during the days. And here's another one that I thought. Principles in your life mean more than any amount of money and success. And, you know, we talked about that a little bit last time, that we need to keep work in its proper place. I mean, God expects us to work. God expects us to have the right priorities in life, though, and make sure that we are pursuing those things that are worthy and worthwhile and are going to last for an eternity rather than just the riches and power and prestige that people strive for in this life that don't know the Lord so well. Remember we talked about making sure that God is involved in our labors, in our business affairs, and that we want God's blessing on the work that we do, whether it's for ourselves in a self-start business, or if we're working for another company, we want God involved in our work and what we do. And just remember that all the work that we do here that just is physical, that's where it ends, is just in this life. But the work that we do that makes a difference in other people's lives and builds up relationships, those are the things that are truly going to last past a lifetime. So, you know, before we start in with our 2 points today about being a successful laborer and being a successful manager, let's listen to our first song this morning. This is a song by Chris Tomlin called Jesus Loves Me. And I just love the words to this song. And it helps us to remember that, you know, Jesus loved us and died for us so that we could be saved from our sins, that we could be different people, that we could be new people. And Christians are to be those kind of people that give it their all. I like one more quote here. It says, it doesn't take much of a man to be a Christian. It takes all of him. And of course, that would apply to you ladies as well. It's not just some of us. It's not just much of us. It's going to take all of us to live a life worthy of the gospel by which we've been called. So let's go ahead and listen to this first song by Chris Tomlin, Jesus Loves Me.
I shame when he came for me. I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me. He loves me. He is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me. He is for me. It was a fire deep in my soul.
All right, let's go ahead and get started with the first of our two topics this morning. The first one is how to be a successful laborer. In other words, we've talked about the principles regarding work. Let's talk about specifically how to be a successful laborer. And we want to be the best laborer that we can be for Jesus Christ. So here's what we should not be from the book of Proverbs. And of course, there's a whole lot more that we could look at. But let's look at these scriptures this morning. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 26. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 26. The Bible says, "As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who send him." Now, I don't know so much about vinegar to the teeth. Sometimes when you take some salt water or mouthwash or something like that, it kind of sparks you up. But I understand the smoke in the eyes. That's a little irritating, isn't it? When you get smoke in your eyes, it stings and it burns and it's unpleasant and it's annoying, to say the least. And so what this verse is telling us is, just like those annoyances, so is a sluggard, or the person who's lazy, to those who send him. In other words, they have expectations for an employee to get something done, and because of their laziness, it becomes a real irritation. So we should not be lazy, sluggardly people. We don't want to irritate our employers. We want to be people that are commended for our work ethic. And so don't be lazy. Don't be irritating to your employer. Here's another one that kind of goes along with that from Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. You see, a lot of times people think that being lazy or just kind of slacking off is no big deal because, you know, somebody else will pick it up or what's the big deal and I work hard enough. But listen to this proverb, Proverbs 18, verse 9. It says, "One who is slack in his work is brother to the one who destroys." Wow, now that's quite a proverb, isn't it? It really gets you to think that the person who just says, "Oh, well, you know, I just don't really care to move that fast today, and I'm kind of tired, and so I'm not really going to give it my best effort," and whatever other excuse. This says, "One who is slack in his work is brother to the one who destroys." So they kind of go hand in hand together, because if you are lazy and are not giving it your best effort, then really you're hurting your company overall. You're ruining it and you're actually stealing from it. And so we need to be people, again, that are not lazy, they're not irritating, but we want to be people that honor the Lord Jesus Christ. So those are a couple of things that we should not do. And of course, along with that, we want to make sure that we're employees that are on time. Hey, show up to work a little bit early. We used to say in the HR department, if you're 5 minutes early to work, you're late. So, you know, give your boss a little bit of extra and show up just a little bit early so that they'll know that you'll be there. And of course, have a good attitude and be cheerful and work as directed and don't be grumbling and complaining and critical of everything. Remember that quote, a critical person can be more destructive than a wrecker's bulldozer. So that's what we shouldn't do. What should one do then? What should we do in our work? Well, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29. It says, "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men." Okay, every one of us has abilities and skills and talents. You know, no matter what you do, whether you're in a very high-end position, very technical, very intellectually demanding, you know, whatever the case may be, you may have a position like that, or you may be way down on a unskilled laborer's level. Wherever you're at, the Bible encourages us to be skillful. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. And so, what are you doing to increase your skill? Don't just sit there and complain and be envious of the person who has a better education or more opportunities or more money or whatever. You do your very best with where you're at to improve how skillful you are in whatever position you may be doing. And guess what? If you will do that, it will not go unnoticed. It will not go unnoticed if you try to do your best to develop your skill set, to bring other things in, to ask questions, to ask your employer for greater responsibilities so that you can increase in your skill. You know, think about it and try to come up with some ways that you can do that, again, in whatever position that you might be in. Here's another one, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 24. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 24. We already touched base with this in the previous point, but Proverbs 12:24 says, "Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor." Whoa, diligent hands will rule. So let's not be lazy, but let's be diligent. Let's make sure that we work hard so that if there are promotions or advancements or better and greater opportunities, that our employers will say, hey, they are trustworthy to assume more, and we know that they're going to get it done. They're not irritating, but they are well pleasing. And so that's certainly the way we ought to be as God's people, or frankly, anyone. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 23 is the last one in this section we're going to take a look at. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 23. You know, we need to make sure that we do good quality work, okay? Good quality work. Now, always quantity is appreciated, but make sure that the amount that you're doing, the quality is as good as you possibly can make it. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 23, it says, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. So again, we need to have a good quality, and we need to be hard workers, and we need to be diligent, and not just talk about things, but get something done. You know, I don't know about you, but have you ever been around a person who brags about how good they are? Oh, you know, I'm the best worker in this place. You know, they just couldn't do it without me. You know, they need to shut their mouths and put it where their work is. You don't be worrying about telling people how good you are. You just work in such a way that they'll tell you how good you are and how valuable you are and how appreciated you are. If you will do that, and if you'll do it to the glory of God, I can pretty much guarantee you that you will be successful in the positions that you are in. Titus chapter 2, just in closing, I know this is out of Proverbs, but Titus chapter 2 is just such a great overall verse to share as far as employees are concerned. It says in verse 9, it's talking about slaves, teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. And so, I'll tell you what, we live in a very competitive job market right now, and probably will continue to be that way. We want to be people that have a good skill set, one that even if we don't have a great skill set, that we're desirous and that we're doing something to increase that. We need to be people that are diligent and honest and on time. We need to be people that aren't lazy and that don't talk back, but we can be fully trusted so that God will be attractive when we talk to people about Him. All right, let's listen to our next song this morning. This is a song by Jonathan Thulin called The Dead Come to Life. And maybe if you're an employee that hasn't been taking your Christianity seriously, you need to come to life and let Jesus motivate you to be the employee that God wants you to be. Let's listen.
come to life.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about how to be a successful manager. And we won't spend as much time on this one, but those of you that out there that are in management positions, Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." So as a wise manager, and again, some of these things can apply even to our own households. So it's not necessarily all about just business and work and employment, but applying these things even to our personal lives at home. But to be a successful manager, you need to be a manager that plans, that you need to have good, diligent plans, and that you don't just go into anything too hasty. Of course, you know, that old saying, haste makes waste, that a lot of times comes into play. And so a wise manager is going to be diligent about their planning and then making sure that it gets implemented in the right way and not trying to do too many things all at once and not trying to be too hasty in getting things done before the things that need to precede them are in place. Also in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 22, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 22, it says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many other advisors, they succeed." So again, this is one of those, in a multitude of counselors, there's wisdom verses where a good manager isn't going to just take his own advice, but he's going to get the counsel and advice from other people as well, even from his employees. All right, here's another one that will help you to be a wise manager. In Proverbs chapter 27 and verses 23 through 27, Proverbs chapter 27, 23 through 27 says this, and again, this really applies to managing our own homes even. It says, "Be sure to know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed you and your family and to nourish your servant girls." Well, in other words, that's an agricultural thing, but the point is to know the condition of your flocks. Pay careful attention to what you have. Watch your business plan and your model, and don't just assume because you've been in business that you'll continue to be able to be in business. Stay on top of things and make sure that you're managing things well. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 16, Proverbs 28 and verse 16 says, "A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment." A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment. That's the first part of that verse. And we want to be, as managers, we want to be not oppressive or not tyrannical, but we want to be a leader who appreciates their employees, who wants to be concerned about them, who wants to make sure that we're taking care of their needs and their thoughts and maybe where they're feeling like they're being left out. Whatever it is, a good leader is not oppressive. He's not tyrannical. He gets out in front of people and he leads. He treats people with the golden rule like he would want to be treated. And again, he's concerned about the rights of his employees. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 1, I know we're jumping out of Proverbs again for a minute, but in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven." So again, managers should make sure and take care of their people and provide what is right or fair. Don't try to rip them off. Don't try to not pay them what they are worth and whatever else is important in those management decisions. In Proverbs chapter 16, Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 26, it says, "The laborer's appetite works for him, his hunger drives him on." Okay, so in other words, as a manager, you need to help your employees understand how an employee's work benefits himself as well as the company. Okay, so he needs to understand how he's blessing the company and also how he's blessing himself and his family. He's able to provide food and shelter and benefits and whatever else is there. In other words, don't take advantage of your employees, but help them to see how their work is beneficial. Now, if you combine the first topic that we talked about, how to be a successful worker, and this second topic, how to be a successful manager, if those two things can come together, wow, look out. That's going to be a successful workplace. And so that's what we want to strive to be. We want to be people that have wisdom from the Word of God regarding our work, our workplaces, whether we're employees or whether we're managers. And so thanks so much for listening today. We're almost out of time, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I would encourage you to pray and ask God to give you wisdom in this area. And we appreciate good work. We appreciate hard work. And we want to be people that always seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, even as we do work in the workplace, even as we do go to school, and even within our church. We want to be people that labor, and we labor as unto the Lord. And so God bless you this week. We want to encourage you to come and meet with us. If you don't have a place where you're meeting with other Christians, why don't you come on down on Sunday morning at 10:30 and meet with the church at Las Vegas. We're at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. And again, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have a Bible study and prayer. We would love to get to meet you and know you and encourage you in your life and in your work and your family. We're all about getting the Word of God open and blessing people's lives with the wisdom that comes from above. So take the things that you've learned this morning, take them to heart, put them into practice in your life, and whatever you do, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.